everyone. Welcome back to the Aquila Podcast. We're on episode 15, and this week we're going to talk about mobility and core. So we'll talk about the core first. So your core of the body, your core is basically the muscles that link your lower body and upper body together. It helps power every movement from standing to sitting and exercising and picking up things, stuff like that. So not only your core is your, like what people see a six pack. Yeah, that's your abdominals, of course, but there's a lot more muscles surround or underneath the abs that attach to like the back of the spine and the pelvis. Like some of these muscles include the pelvic floor muscles and obliques and the transverse abdominis muscle. And they're important because a strong core creates a good foundation for activity. So you can actually like move around and not fall over all the time. And basically the two main functions of it is of the core is to help the spine with excessive overload and the transfer of force from your lower body to the upper body or from your lower body the upper body to the lower body, like hitting a baseball or kicking a football or something like that. What are some good exercises to work those core muscles, Randall?
So some that I like to do that kind of hit everything and make it as functional as possible. Farmers carries or suitcase carries are always one of my favorites. Kind of just get super heavy weight, walk down and up, whether in one hand or two hands, and try not to swing your arms, just kind of walking straight, nice and stable-like. Or I personally like dead bugs recently, so dead bugs have always been a favorite of mine.
Go ahead.
And I think the last one I like to do is kind of Russian twist. Anything that kind of gets the obliques, because it's easy to like hit the nice six pack area, but anytime you kind of get twisting in, I kind of prefer that over just up and down movements.
I agree. I also really like the farmer's carries. Those aren't done that much. People often forget about them, but they're really good. I remember I haven't done them in a while, but this reminds me that I should probably do them again. I like getting some really heavy weight, walking down a hallway or something for a bit.
Yeah.
Great exercise.
And, like, I've seen people, like, they're like good athletes that play their sport, but then they work core out more than anything. But when they, like, deadlift or squat, they have, like, a solid deadlift or squat, and you, like, ask them how long they've been doing it, but, like, they really don't do it too often. It's just because of how strong their core is that they lift a decent amount of weight. They're not lifting anything crazy as if they do it on a weekly basis, but it's like respectable where you'd be surprised that they could lift that much for never really doing it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's like core is very important.
What are your typical go-to core exercises?
I've been liking flutter kicks a lot, along with planks and reverse crunches as well. I like reverse crunches a lot, really, and toe taps. Kind of like similar to dead bugs. Works lower abs a lot. My strength, I definitely have a better upper half of the abs, but my lower abs I struggle with, so I've been working on the lower half a lot. 6-inch leg lifts. Hip thrusts are really good, too, for the hip or the pelvic floor as well.
And I think the one key thing about the core is if you have a strong core, it's a at least for your back, where your back is concerned, it's pretty hard for you to have bad postures.
Yeah, that's
like if you have a strong core, you're naturally going to have good posture just because of the amount of support your back has all the time. But I mean, it's still possible to like have bad posture by just like always slouching around, kind of slouching in a chair without your back nice and straight. So it's always possible, but I feel with like a strong core, it prevents a lot of imbalances.
Yeah, the muscle it's like sitting, like a lot of people are right now working at home is sitting all the time and not moving around too much, slouching, even though they don't even realize they're slouching. And it puts a lot of strain and pressure on the lower back and their neck.
Yeah, and I think a lot why the people do it a lot is just kind of like you kind of get tired from sitting upright all the time. So then you tend to want to slouch just so it's a little less So it's
feels more relaxing.
Taking tension off of your back in a sense to not slouch, but it's still bad for you to slouch. So it's kind of like reverse thinking. you're taking pressure off your back by slouching, but yet it's harming your back by slouching.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah, so but if you have like a strong core, you necessarily wouldn't really feel fatigued or tired of being in that position for too long just because of the support your back has.
Yeah, and people, like, I've suffered from this too. Like, I have a slight imbalance, muscle imbalance, so if I stand for a long time or I go on a hike, do like a strenuous hike, my lower back hurts a lot because my lumbar, the muscles around the lumbar area are pretty weak. So it's like an aching or dull pain. So yeah, it is pretty annoying. So it's good to, I've been trying to work more core. So I have better foundation and not, so my muscles aren't straining all the time. So it's like, it's a common thing that people have too.
Yeah. So you kind of mentioned like the back pain, and along with back, a lot of next thing people have a lot of problems with is like with their neck and other body parts, are like knees. What other common things do you hear people complain about having like pain with, and maybe not necessarily from like an injury, more so from bad posture?
It's mostly, I haven't heard much of the neck. It's mostly the back, but the neck is definitely a big thing because like they get, what's it called? What's that thing? That's the diagnosis for the neck, where if you're slouching all the time, it's like a, oh, I forget what it is, but you have to make sure you sit in a better posture to prevent the neck injury. Because if you do it all the time, your neck would just look slouched forward, I guess. I forget what it's called,
though. Yeah.
And hunchback, maybe? I don't know. But
yeah, I just feel like it's similar to the back, where it's not easy. After a certain amount of time, it's not easy to like stay completely upright. And at some point during the day, you kind of just want to, like, your neck kind of just leans forward, slouches a bit. But if you get used to doing that over a long period of time, months and years on end, eventually it's going to become completely natural. And that's going to just be your resting position. And it can lead to some neck pain and any possible injuries in the future if you don't, like, watch your posture. So what I try to do is kind of, like, I tell people to kind of look at themselves in the mirror, like try to feel as completely natural as you can and see like how straight your body is from the side. Mm-hmm. You kind of want that straight line from your waist up to your top of your head.
Yeah, that's a good point, the mirror picture, because a lot of people don't notice. Have you seen people that work on computers all the time? You can see their posture just standing up is pretty bad, like their neck is forward a bit.
Or anything, like if you go to like a physical therapy office, or even some personal trainers who specialize in screening people before they start working out, that you're able to see, like, say they like have one shoulder higher than the other, or you can see like their neck tilting to one particular way, or you could even see a hip higher than one side than the other, kind of thing. It's some little things that you don't necessarily see, but when you just like kind of focus in on it and like compare one side to the other, you can notice a slight imbalance.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, if you're having those type of neck pains or lower back pains, probably good to see a physical therapist to get evaluated, and they can probably give you what's best for your body and to relieve those pains, because they are very annoying. And it makes everyday life harder. So having a better posture is huge.
Yeah, the crazy thing is I've seen people with like shoulder, knee, like it's like on their arm or their leg, but the main problem always comes down to from their back, or just lack of proper posture that kind of like trickled down to those joints in their arms, where that's where the injury ended up happening, but that wasn't really like the main source.
Yeah, the weak core is what caused it, pretty much.
Kind of like a squat. Like, if you squat with a weak core, you could end up hurting your knee or whatever. But yeah, it wasn't necessarily, like, your knees being weak or anything per se. It's more so that you just didn't have enough support so that your knees didn't have to work 10 times harder than they had to.
Yeah, it becomes stressed because your core is not strong enough to hold up your foundation with the excess weight. I've seen that happen too in the squat. when people were squatting at the gym pretty heavy, like complained of back pain or knee pain or something like that.
And it's good to like warm up and have decent mobility, because like even something like a bench press, I don't know, have you ever cramped up like on your back from trying to bench?
I have before, yeah.
I feel like that's partially you trying to push yourself too much. Like, I'm pretty sure it only happened when you tried to like go up or either push an extra rep, or you just went up in weight and you're just trying to get a PR or something.
Yeah, that's the only point where it happens, where you're really stressing and your body's overcompensating, yeah. Which isn't the best thing. Yeah,
I feel like partially half of it is on you for pushing yourself to that extent, but at the same time, you could always say that if you're, because it only happens on one side, right?
Right. Yeah, like the left or the right side of your back.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, why that side? So it's kind of like telling you that one side's stronger than the other, or you're just tight in that area in general kind of thing. So I feel like even exercises like the bench press, where you think mobility is like the last of your concern, it actually can help. And have you seen people who have a super big arch when they bench?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
I'm not the biggest fan, but if it's like powerful powerlifters, hey, if it, that's the thing with powerlifters, like all they need to do is keep their shoulders and their butt on the bench. Anything else, as long as the bar touches their chest, it's all good.
Yeah, I've seen that. I guess that's the rules for the powerlifting competitions.
Yeah, that's all they have to do. Keep their butt down, shoulders down.
I try not to do that, though.
So if you can limit the range of motion.
Yeah.
I feel like even despite powerlifting, just having a small arch in your back is kind of promotes a better angle for you to push instead of being completely flat-backed.
Yeah, I understand why they do it, but I think you should be careful with it, because yeah, you can really hurt your discs.
For me personally, I have the smallest arch. Do you bench personally relatively flat, or do you have at least a small arch?
Yeah, I try to do as flat as possible. I may arch if I'm doing a PR, like without me knowing it. But I try to be as flat as possible. Be strict bench.
How about front squats? Have you, you do front squats ever?
I haven't done them in a long time, but they were very hard though for me, because my core, core's not very strong, so they were tougher for me than a back squat.
Yeah, are you familiar with how to hold it? Do you remember like crossing your arms or
cross your arms? Yeah, I can do it right now if I had one in front of me. I remember.
Yeah, because front squats, that's one of the exercises that require a lot of mobility to keep your arms up to hold the bar in position on your shoulders.
Yeah. And I remember when I first did it, like I had a tendency of falling forward.
Yeah, this exactly. Kind of like a goblet squat, same idea, but it's a little easier just because your hand placement is more towards your chest. But same thing, you kind of want to keep your chest up. And if you're not able to keep your back straight up, you're going to have that inclination to fall forward when you have a lot of weight in front of your body.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also I've seen people at the gym, they're kind of experienced, and they, even in the back squat, they start to fall over. That's why you always have to have a spotter. But that's another thing, comes from mobility as well, and experience.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of mobility, you know how I'm like just throwing this at you, but even on like a regular back squat or even no weight on the squat, how some people have challenges going deep into their squat. It doesn't necessarily even have to be ass to grass, just like parallel.
Yeah, people can't. Maybe one side, the hip is, like you were saying before, is more more vertical than the other. And it's kind of a little dip.
Or you could even see their knees to cave in.
Yes, exactly. All comes from the core. And a lot of people, it's very common. A lot of people don't even know they have a problem with it. I had a slight one when I was younger. The physical therapist helped me with that. And so physical therapy always a great tool to go, a great resource to go to help with mobility, so you don't get injuries later in life from overdoing it, and you don't even know you have a muscle imbalance.
Any particular things you would do to help someone get lower on their squat to be a little more comfortable going down lower off the top of your head?
Well, first, like, if I were to evaluate someone, it's like someone's like new to exercising and they like never done a squat in their life, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which happens all the time. People like they just don't know what to do and they're very uncoordinated. Like, have you had a client that's pretty uncoordinated?
Yeah.
So it's a bit more challenging for them to do these basic movements. I try to like one thing I would instruct them to do is like stare at the wall, like just simple body squat, like stare at the ceiling, a part of the ceiling, and just squat with your knees parallel. And don't go ask, I wouldn't say go ask the grass at first, but just looking at them, you can see if their knees cave in or maybe their knees cave or one knee goes out. You can see there's a muscle imbalance. You have to work on that. I'm not very, I don't know much about how to fix the muscle imbalances, but I can spot them though.
Yeah. Yeah. So a common thing that I see, like for a lot of people that they could do is sometimes for some people, just turning your feet a little bit out. I know traditionally a lot of people have taught like your knees have to be, knees and toes are nice and straight forward when you squat. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's like the traditional way. But like you kind of, to an extent, like I don't want people to like take it and run with it, but to an extent, you kind of have to play to your body's strengths in the sense that you are, for your own natural biomechanical tendencies, you can turn your feet out a little bit. So your path where your knee pushes out is a little more natural. You're able to sit back a little more comfortably versus like restricting your mobility because of what people tell you has to be the proper position, or at least traditionally.
Yeah, I have seen people do their knees or their feet pointed out a little bit. At first I wouldn't instruct someone to do that.
Yeah, if you're screening someone, you want to do it as standard as possible.
Yeah, I've never really done it outwards because that's too uncomfortable for me.
Yeah,
so I try to be straight as possible. But for some people, you got to do what you got to do.
All right.
Is there anything else about some mobility stretches, like say for your, if you have a tight back or arms?
Yeah, so for back, I like, you familiar with like child's pose? That always gets my lower back and kind of gets the lats a little bit, where you stretch your arms out, sit into your heels.
That's a go. I like press ups as well.
Is that like where you're like kind of like a cobra pose, where you're on your, pelvis is down, your arms are under you, your back, stretch your back out, or?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think that's that really alleviates some of the lump if your lower back is starting to bother you.
That's actually one of my favorite combinations, where I would like start off in the cobra pose, where you're nice and high, chest up, and then you keep your hands where they are, and you kind of just lift your butt up, and then sit into your heels into that child's pose. I kind of go back and forth between the two.
Yeah, that one's great.
And another good posture that, for like specifically posture, are you familiar with a cat or a cat cow or cat camel kind of thing, where you're on your hands and knees, and then you kind of round out your back intentionally, tuck your chin in, and then you'll look up and then arch your back out intentionally. We're going between the two back and forth.
I think I've done that like in yoga before.
Yeah. It's mainly yoga, and it kind of tries to line the back in the proper position. So you're over-exaggerating one side, then you're over-exaggerating on the other to kind of tell your back to meet in the middle, where neither is like completely natural, but you have the proper flexibility and mobility to go between the two.
Yeah, yoga is also a great resource to go to.
It's challenging. Or tool. It's just a crazy thing. Everyone thinks it's just like stretching, but before you know it, you're breaking sweat.
It's hard. I remember I did it a few times in college, and it was hard, very hard. Burn a good amount of calories doing it too. Don't even know it. Anything else you want to add with the mobility and core?
Oop. I think I'm back. You hear me, Matt? You have any other favorite stretches?
Not really. I don't like stretches. I'm not a very big stretch guy.
Not for everyone.
Yeah, anything else you want to add?
We covered a lot of it.
We hit every topic. Yeah, we hit the basics of mobility and stretching. That's
all
good.
All right, we'll see everyone next week. It was good talking about mobility and core this week.
All right. See you guys later.